good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, it's my privilege to be able to start the day together with you and just spending a few minutes in God's Word together. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 9. Here, both wisdom and stupidity call out, extending invitations for passers-by to partake of what each offers. Wisdom exhorts her listeners to follow the way of knowledge. Following stupidity's way will lead to death. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Wisdom has built her house and made 7 columns for it. She has an animal killed for a feast, mixed spices in the wine, and set the table. She has sent her servant women to call out from the highest place in town, "Come in, ignorant people," and to the foolish she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine that I have mixed. Leave the company of ignorant people and live. Follow the way of knowledge. If you correct conceited people, you will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Never correct conceited people. They will hate you for it. But if you correct the wise, they will respect you. Anything you say to the wise will make them wiser. Whatever you tell the righteous will add to their knowledge. To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding. Wisdom will add years to your life. You are the one who will profit if you have wisdom, and if you reject it, you are the one who will suffer. Stupidity is like a loud, ignorant, shameless woman. She sits at the door of her house or on a seat in the highest part of town and calls out to people passing by who are minding their own business, "Come in, ignorant people." To the foolish she says, "Stolen water is sweeter, stolen bread tastes better." Her victims do not know that the people die who go into her house, that those who have already entered are now deep in the world of the dead. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, that says, "To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding." And beloved, I think that that passage of Scripture is true because the Bible says that, you know, we now have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And so if we are willing to surrender our own pride and ego and listen to what the Holy Spirit tells us, about the mind of Christ, about God's Word, we're going to make decisions that are wise decisions, steeped in God's Word, steeped in God's wisdom. If we just go ahead and do what seems to be good to us, then we are in danger of committing the sin of presumption, which means that we are presuming as God's children that we know exactly what God wants us to do, and we don't need to seek His face or to seek His favor. So we need to be very careful as God's children to make sure that we are filling ourselves with the wisdom that comes from studying God's Word, that comes from experiencing the presence of God in our lives. Let's pray. Lord God, remind me that true wisdom begins with having reverence for You. Grant me understanding that comes from knowing You, the Holy One. Help me not to ignore or abandon wisdom's call, and guard me from the worldly distractions that attempt to lure me away from Your truth and the good that You desire for me. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we are going to leave the Old Testament behind and take a little dip in the New Testament. We will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul addresses the church in Corinth about problems that have arisen. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.